to the War Room. The latest addition to InfoWars live programming. The War Room is live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and WarRoom.show. You can follow us at War Room Show on Twitter and The War Room Show on Facebook. And all of our content can be found on our YouTube channel. Subscribe for notifications. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone bring you the day's biggest stories, as well as the latest breaking news, with a no-holds-barred, aggressive approach and commitment to bringing you the most cutting-edge analysis and information. For far too long, the liberal media complex has controlled the narrative. For far too long, the silent majority has been muzzled. The silent majority is no longer silent, and we control the narrative now. This is The War Room.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And welcome into the War Room. I am your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live today, as usual, 3 hours of broadcasting. And right now, you have a situation where if you are a Trump supporter, you are winning big league. But they don't want you to know that, and so they use their Tokyo Roses in the mainstream media to try to beat you down. We'll cover that. A lot of guests. Peter Sweden will be joining me. Jim Hoft, excited to have him on from Gateway Pundit. Darren McBreen in studio, as well as Tyler Nixon over Skype. But first, this is where CNN has stooped to. You thought CNN couldn't go lower? I quit watching CNN because I have zero value in watching CNN now. But look at what CNN is reporting on now.
President Trump has a new doppelganger, and it's not what you think. Here's Jeannie Moss.
We like seeing things. Jesus in a Cheeto, the Virgin Mary in a grilled cheese, a question mark on a cow.
CNN, folks, the comedy news network.
But if you think you've had an earful of Donald Trump, check out what's in the ear of a beagle in Britain named Chief. Brace yourself. Some howled with laughter.
It's a scary image, isn't it?
Others found it violently upsetting.
This is CNN, folks, reporting on a dog's ear.
Jade Robinson was taking photos of her beagle's ears to give to the vet because Chief had an ear infection. A friend first noticed the resemblance.
Yeah. And she was like, no, there's something in the ear. She was like, it's Donald Trump.
Jade posted the photo to Facebook. Chief went viral.
Is it inflammation? Is it an infection? What is it that looks like Donald Trump?
We're breaking this down.
Apparently, the infection caused the
What is it about this dog's ear? I want
to
get Don Lemon's expert analysis on it.
Who once sang Trump tweets.
But
I need to know what Don Lemon thinks about this.
Sent this tweet about the ear image.
Actually, when Josh Groban reads tweets,
Trump
it's one of the greatest segments ever.
I'm disturbed,
I don't even care if he makes fun of Trump.
Someone else replaced the real President Trump's head with Chief's ear. As bills from the vet mounted,
Jade started a crowdfunding page for finally providing some value.
Soon surpassed her goal of
some good old laughter. It's good for the soul. It's good
as
for the soul.
Chief,
you need to laugh a little bit. And who better to laugh at than CNN?
But he's not into.
Hey, somehow the dog's ear looks like Trump. What is CNN going to do? They got a report on it. Wait a second. Was that dog a Russian agent?
Possibly.
Is that a Russian?
He's got the ear of the president.
I need a full-on investigation launched into this dog right now. Is that dog a Russian agent? Is that dog colluding with Putin? I need to know immediately. Hey, this is from CNN, though. Brian Stelter. We're not anti-Trump. We're pro-truth. All you can do is laugh at a guy like Brian Stelter. Reliable sources with Brian Stelter on CNN. Literally, Brian Stelter is the George Costanza of news. But here's what we're doing today. We're bringing back the memes at War Room Memes. We haven't done this in about a week. I want you to meme Brian Stelter, specifically this one, as Pennywise. Guys, give me a doc cam and bring this picture up right here. I want you to send your memes at War Room Memes. Send your memes on Twitter to at War Room Memes. Meme Brian Stelter to make him look like Pennywise. I know he already obviously looks like Pennywise, as you can see here. But I want you to meme Brian Stelter, put the InfoWars logo on there, tweet it to at War Room Memes, and we will retweet it. Pennywise, Brian Stelter, InfoWars meme, at War Room Memes. This is the War Room. Let's go.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live here with you till 6 o'clock Central Time. 3 hours as usual every weekday. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Big list of guests today. Peter Sweden is my guest. He's about to join us momentarily. Jim Hoft will be joining us as well in the first hour from Gateway Pundit. Darren McBreen in studio in the second hour. And then Tyler Nixon will be my guest over Skype in the third hour. Not hearing from Roger Stone today. He is busy with litigation business. So, without any further ado, let me bring in my first guest, Peter Sweden, today. Now, Peter, I want to start off with this. There's a lot of real news to cover that's going on in Sweden right now that I know you're drawing attention to, and we'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to know the truth about the story. This is on InfoWars.com. It's been seen all over social media now. Sweden under pressure to adopt Islamic nation flag, and it's since essentially a Muslim flag symbol with the Swedish flag colors inside it, the blue and the yellow. Is this a real thing? Is this a troll? What is the deal with this?
Well, thanks for having me on. Yes, I have been looking into this. It seems it wouldn't surprise you, you know, Sweden being Sweden, you would think this wouldn't be a big step for Sweden to take. It seems to be that this might be some kind of 4chan troll. But Sweden being Sweden, this likely could happen, you know. The ISIS flag, it's already legal to fly that in Sweden, and so on. Returning ISIS fighters, they get social housing, free benefits, and so on. And they even take down the crosses in Swedish churches, so as not to offend Muslims. So this wouldn't be a big surprise, if this would happen in the future. But this particular one seems to be a little bit of a 4chan troll, though.
Yeah, and I think the fears were like, okay, if we do this kind of troll on 4chan, watch out, they might actually take it seriously. And, you know, sadly, that is kind of the joke, though, that Sweden has gone so far in that direction that they would actually adopt an idea like this. But you're saying it looks like it's probably more of a joke and there's no serious movement here.
Yes, that's what it seems like to me. But again, this even could be taken as a thing shows how far Sweden has gone towards the path of becoming a joke, because Sweden is a joke of a country when it comes to these things. So that could just go to show how far Sweden has gone.
It really is too bad. And let's get into some of the real news that is more indicative of what you're talking about here. And you tweeted these numbers out today. Sweden rape crisis. New study shows there has been a 150% increase in sexual crime from 2012 to 2016. And this is obviously probably, I would imagine, a similar rate if you put it on a line graph that you are also accepting more immigrants and more refugees. I mean, what are people talking about this? Is this a real issue to the average man or woman in Sweden?
You know, the mainstream media in Sweden is so bent on trying to preserve Sweden's kind of image in the world as being this perfect liberal socialist utopia, so that many people in Sweden don't know what's actually going on in their own country. This particular study is from BRÅ, which is actually the Swedish government's official statistics bureau. But again, you barely see any, there's no big headlines about this in the mainstream media newspapers in Sweden. There's only the few alternative media that's actually publishing this information, sites like Fria Tider, for example, and others. But when it comes to mainstream media, no, they're completely quiet. I mean, I was talking to an accountant just a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about, I was talking about the no-go zones in Sweden, and he went, what no-go zones? He didn't have a clue. And yet he only lived 15 minutes away from one of the no-go zones himself, and he didn't even know it was one. And that's because the mainstream media is so quiet about this. The word no-go zone is not mentioned at all in the Swedish media. It's completely hushed down.
So I'm thinking about the young girls that go out in Sweden. You know, do they think about this? Is this something that they're worried about? You know, let's say going to a club at night and, you know, dressed as you might expect a good-looking fit female to dress to a club in club attire. I mean, is this something that they're even thinking about?
Well, it's good to mention it, because there's actually, it seems among females, there's actually quite a few females that are afraid to go outside alone now in the evening. And this probably has to do with, they have friends and they experience, because all the rapes going on, the word goes around, even if the mainstream media is quiet about this, word slowly starts to go around. So it actually is... quite a few people, there was a study, I can't remember the exact number, but it's about 50% of Swedish females are now afraid to go outside alone in evening.
Wow.
That's how bad it's getting. So even though the mainstream media is kind of quiet about it, people are slowly starting, even if it's not all people, maybe just 50% of Swedish people, but more and more people are slowly starting to see things, you know, happening in their own backyard. You know, they hear about this local rape that happened over here the other weekend, or, you know, this car being set on fire, or there was this bombing here a couple of days ago, you know. So word slowly starts to get around, even though the mainstream media is trying to keep it hushed down.
Is it the kind of thing that they openly discuss, or is it the kind of thing that's just kind of like an unwritten, undiscussed thing? It's like, oh yeah, I'm not going out tonight because, you know, maybe there's someone out there that might want to grab me or rape me or whatever. And it's just kind of an unspoken thing. Like, they don't actually want to talk about the issue. They just kind of say, let's just not go out instead.
Yeah, you're 100% correct there, because if they started talking about that, that would be quite politically incorrect. You know, because then they will have to start to talk about, you know, who's doing these attacks, who's doing these things. And, well, then you start to get into very politically incorrect territory, which it can actually lead you lead you to trouble in Sweden. There was actually a good study that was done, you know. The Swedish government stopped collecting the ethnicity of the rapists back in 2005.
Wow.
So from 2005 till now, we don't have a clue actually who has been doing these rapes. But there is a very good private individual who has been a journalist who has been going through the court cases manually. So he's actually been going through 4,000 court cases of rapes in Sweden. And what he found was that the vast majority, so he looks at the court cases and, you know, he sees who the accused is, and he sees the name of them and sees the ethnicity that way, even though you cannot see it officially through the government statistics, but you can go through the court cases manually. So what he found was that overwhelmingly, it seems to be migrants that have been doing these rapes, specifically when it comes to something that they call assault rapes. So when a woman is assaulted, for example, outdoors and raped, 95% of those rapes, of the court case that he went through, 95% of them, a migrant is a suspect. So that kind of gives an idea who is doing this and kind of why it's politically incorrect to talk about these things.
Yeah, this is the toxic equation, I think, what you're seeing in Sweden when you want to force multiculturalism, you want to have you want to have open border policies in your government, and on top of that, it's all shrouded in the political correct nature where you can't talk about it, you don't want to offend anybody. It seems like this is kind of the toxic blend of all three of those things that you're experiencing in Sweden right now, and it's destroying your culture.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it's and not only is politically incorrect, it can also lead you into legal troubles sometime as well if you speak too openly about a few of these things, you know. If you talk about
we're about to go to break, so hold that thought, because we're about to go to break, but I do want to get into that on the other side with you, because I know that when I have spoken to you in the past, you know, you've talked about, you know, obviously Peter Sweden isn't your real name. You don't use your real name because there's implications if you put your real name out there. So we'll get into that on the other side with Peter Sweden. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, the fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilmo Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for AutoShip, we're losing like $6, $7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I think it's really sad what's happened to Sweden. I have a very, very tiny Swedish heritage. Just there's a couple Swedish people in my family dating back 100 years or so. Like I said, just very small. But I always liked Sweden. I always liked Sweden Swedish culture. I always liked Swedish women. And I always wanted to go visit Sweden. Stockholm I thought was cool. I like Swedish music. And it's just sad to see what's happened to Sweden. Peter Sweden is our guest. You can find him on Twitter at PeterSweden7. No go zones. In Sweden, Peter was talking about, I can't even believe that, Peter, that you have these no-go zones, and how do people not even know that they're there? How do they not know that this is existing?
It's the mainstream media aren't reporting on it, so people basically don't know it's happening other than mouth to mouth, word to word.
Local, like some people are afraid to even talk about it.
Correct, yes, because, yeah, it's politically incorrect and sometimes can even get you into legal trouble. And as we said before the break, that's why I've been using the nickname Peter Sweden. Now, I was recently actually doxxed by some leftists. My real name came out. So I actually started going by my real name as well now recently, which is Peter Emanuelsson. But before I was doxxed, I was only going by my nickname Peter Sweden.
So I wanted to know then, because you've come a long way. I mean, just in the last year, I would say you've gone from, you know, kind of, you know, some YouTube followers, some Twitter followers. You're pretty popular now. A lot of people follow your work. You get a ton of views anytime you do a video, and you're saying now you're starting to get doxxed. People are coming after you. What about legal? Anything, any legal issues? Have you had any legal issues because of your reporting?
Not in Sweden yet. I've had some legal issues. I've been in some other countries reporting as well where I've had some legal issues, in the UK, for example. That's been some other issues. It has to do with free speech, but it's not to do with Sweden as such. But other people in Sweden have had problems, legal problems, with free speech, you know, for example. People have been writing on Facebook, you know, that migrants are committing too much crimes or so on. And I've actually gone to court and been convicted of so-called hate speech for those things. So just for stating truths, you know, they've been seeing things with their own eyes. They've been putting cars on fires. They've been raping women or whatever. They're writing it on Facebook. And all of a sudden they get into court, get arrested for those things. So that's really insane, really Orwellian when the public cannot even speak about what's happening. And, you know, this is all part of why people don't know too much about what's going on in Sweden, because it's all being hushed down, both by political correctness from the, you know, the mainstream media hushing it down, not talking about things, and also from potential legal actions again from the government too.
Now, is there any pushback in Sweden right now? I mean, here in America, you know, we've had InfoWars, we've had other media outlets, obviously, that push back against the mainstream media. We now have President Trump in office pushing back against political correctness, open borders. What about in Sweden? Do you have any political pushback? Do you have any pushback in the media other than someone such as yourself who just independently does videos and reporting?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few alternative media that has been popping up in Sweden recently. We have a couple now, Fria Tider, Nyheter Idag, and a couple of others. And there's people like me and a few others as well, doing independent things, talking about what's going on in Sweden. Other than that, I mean, more and more people are starting to wake up. I can definitely see that we have the elections coming up. next year in 2018. And that will be quite an interesting election because we have the Swedish Democrats who are basically, they like Trump. They are against mass migration. So they're kind of the nationalist, anti-migrant, kind of populist party, if you will. And it'll be very interesting to see how they are doing because in the polls they've been doing quite well recently.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that will kind of be a test of how awake Sweden is. See how they're doing.
Yeah, and especially because that's typically how it will go is, you know, the issue will persist and you'll have a response. The public essentially will respond to media reporting on the real issue. And then usually that's when the political movement follows. At least that's what I just saw happen in America. So I guess 2018 is kind of the first test for you guys over there in Sweden. Real quick though, because we got 3 minutes left with you. Is this the craziest thing ever? Did this really happen? Sweden, your government has now officially made milk a hate symbol. Is that true?
Yes. They officially listed milk as a hate symbol. I cannot keep a straight face, sorry.
Oh my god.
The official, a Swedish government institute called FOI, they officially listed milk and the OK hand symbol as hate symbols of white supremacy.
Can you guys get me a glass of milk? I think I'm gonna drink milk while I'm on air with Peter Sweden and I'm gonna give the OK the, so what does that mean? So is milk illegal? Can you not drink milk? I don't understand.
I think quite a lot of people in Sweden drink milk. I myself, I'm a very, very big milk drinker. I drink at least a liter of milk per day.
Oh,
so,
my.
I don't know. If they come after my milk, I'm going to be pretty angry.
So maybe that's the line in the sand for Sweden. Maybe when they come for your milk, they're going to come for your milk and then finally Sweden will rise up.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, take away the Swedish person's milk and people might start getting angry. They actually wrote in Swedish. I can translate it for you to English if you want. They actually wrote, this is what they...
Yeah, let's hear the official statement here.
Milk drinking reflects the stereotype about the white body's perfection, they write. And this is why it's a symbol of white supremacy, because it has to do with genetics and white people apparently being lactose tolerant compared to other people who are not as lactose tolerant, apparently. So that's apparently why it's a reason of white supremacy.
Do they provide any science? Is there any science provided to back that up?
No, not that they wrote, but
I've never heard of white people being more lactose tolerant than any race. I've never heard of that. Is that even a thing?
I think it is. I think I have read some science about it. I think it's true that white people are usually more lactose tolerant than other races, but I don't know.
Well,
they make up some absolute nonsense about it being a stereotype about the Aryan race being the perfect race. That's why it's a white supremacy symbol, apparently.
Yeah, I remember, Got Milk, they used to run ads, the original milk mustache was actually Hitler. That must have been where it started. The original milk mustache was Hitler. Well.
That's probably it. Yeah, that might be the reason why.
Peter Sweden, you can find him on Twitter at PeterSweden7. Look at his YouTube channel, follow his reports. And, Peter, we're gonna let you go now. Make sure you go right to your fridge. I want you to pour out all of that racist white milk that we know that you've been drinking. Don't even put that on the air with me. Oh my gosh. There he is, folks. Peter Sweden in Sweden with the hate symbol, white milk. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, there goes Peter Sweden. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit. He's breaking news stories almost every day over there. We're going to get his take on some of the ones he's been breaking this week. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My guest now is Jim Hoft from the Gateway Pundit. Jim does great work over there, breaking great stories. Not sure where to start with you, Jim. Let's start off with Roy Moore. This is a big subject of discussion right now. And the Gateway Pundit actually had a story yesterday alleging that the signature that one of Roy Moore's accusers was displaying in a yearbook was a fraud. What do you know about this?
There's several things about that report that came out a couple days ago, Owen, from that woman, Miss Nelson. The biggest story we have right now on that is that her stepson says that he doubts her story. He's never heard of it. He's surprised that she did this, and he supports Moore 100%. So You know, that's the latest. As far as his signature, I think the biggest thing is that in the yearbook, you'll notice it looked like two different ink colors in that yearbook. And CNN put that up on their page, and everybody's looking at it like, they didn't catch this? You know, you would have thought they would have seen it themselves.
Well, you'd be surprised at some of the phoniness that comes out of the Democrats. There's been Photoshopped pictures that I've seen in some Senate races, and it's like clearly Photoshopped. And it's like, really, you think people are going to fall for it? So it wouldn't shock me one bit. But right. You're saying, I think the big story here is that the stepson of the woman that accused Roy Moore is doubting her story. I mean, what does that tell you?
Right. It's stunning. And nobody's picking this up. Nobody. You know what's interesting, too? I don't know if InfoWars has had this problem, but we put up a poll. It was actually first reported in Breitbart. I think it's WKRG in Alabama. It actually wasn't a poll. It was a story about some robocalls going out and that they were pretending to be the Washington Post, and they were asking for information on Judge Moore. So, you know, who knows who put these out?
Is the Washington Post denying that?
I have not heard that yet. But it sounds to me like it wasn't the Washington Post. It sounds to me like, you know how these robocalls are so shady most of the time. You don't know who's putting them out. And a lot of times it's, you know, somebody else, the opposition or something, or, you know, just it's a lot of tricks with these robocalls. But, you know, the AP took our story off of Facebook because they said it was fake news. And we completely took that from the Alabama website. So we're being targeted now at Gateway Pundit. As you know, Gateway Pundit was very successful during the election, as InfoWars was. We helped push Donald Trump across the finish line. And so now we're being punished, and this is the kind of crap they're doing. They're trying to take our stories off of Facebook.
Yeah, so one outlet is allowed to report that the sun is in the sky during the day. And if the Gateway Pundit reports that, though, then it's fake news.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. We're dealing with that same stuff.
By the way, you do a tremendous job when you're out on the street. I don't think there's anyone better. I really think you're great. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you for those kind words. I hope I make St. Louis proud. That is my hometown after all. That's where it all started with the AIDS Skrillex video. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Right. And, you know, some tweeters from St. Louis this week said I was the worst thing to come out of St. Louis. So I'm hoping someday you can take over.
Whoa. Okay. Well, look at us. We're a couple of effing white males up here. I mean, we obviously are the worst thing to come out of St. Louis. No, actually, you know what? Let's step away from Roy Moore for a second, since we're talking a little local color here. How about Claire McCaskill? This is a woman that I personally cannot stand. I've never been able to stand this woman. She hates men. And now she's basically gone full bore for Obamacare here, even though most people in Missouri, I think, have had it. They don't want anything to do with Obamacare. And she's demanding now that we pay for Obamacare. So they said this isn't a tax. They're not going to come for your paycheck. They're not going to try to, you know, garnish your wages or whatever. And now McCaskill is essentially calling for it.
Right. It's amazing. And I listened to her yesterday in the committee hearing, and she's screaming about how the Republicans want to repeal this Obamacare tax, this $2,800 that you have to pay if you don't carry Obamacare every month of the year. And she's trying to pretend like this is going to put people off of medical insurance. I mean, her argument is so bizarre. What Republicans are trying to do is to try to get this so you're not punished if you don't carry insurance. And so they're going to drop this off in their tax plan. And as you know, the Supreme Court called this whole thing a tax. And so now Claire McCaskill is demanding that they keep it in there. It's just stunning. I really look forward. I hope we have a great candidate in Missouri to take on this woman. She never should have been there for two cycles.
Right now, you've got Austin Peterson that I'm endorsing, who is going to be running against McCaskill. I do know that the GOP, however, the establishment Republicans are trying to keep Peterson from running against McCaskill. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But I, just to try to understand the more convoluted picture here, and I want to hear your take on this. If I understand this correctly, basically the new tax plan that's been introduced now in Congress would cut this mandate. It would make it so you don't have to pay this Obamacare, essentially nullifying Obamacare. Not taking it out of law, but essentially nullifying it because now you can't make us buy it. We don't have to pay that $2,800 essentially. And McCaskill is coming out here and trying to save Obamacare, I think, because this is kind of Trump's underhanded way of nullifying Obamacare without actually, repealing it.
Right. Right. And, she's, screaming about people losing insurance, and tomorrow she'll scream about babies dying in the street. It's just the nonsense the left pushes. Complete, there's nothing true about that at all. I don't even know how they came up with that talking point. But they're going to run with it, and we'll see if Republicans fold. But I think it's a great idea. I hope this gets passed through.
Yeah, and I personally hope that Claire McCaskill continues her unhinged rants, because more people in Missouri are watching now. And, believe me, that is not going to endear McCaskill to Missouri voters, especially standing up for Obamacare. I don't care how many people she thinks likes it. As you know, most people in Missouri really are over Obama, but more right. importantly, over Obama, care as a bill. Let's go back to Roy Moore here, Jim. So you've got the stepson of the woman accuser saying he doesn't believe her. You've also got people that worked with Roy Moore saying that they never noticed anything or felt uncomfortable. You know, it seems to me that the Washington Post basically just dug a tunnel until they got to the other side of the world, and they found anybody who ever had any former relationship with Roy Moore, and they basically just said, come on, say something bad about him. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but we have to come after these people politically. That's what the left is doing right now.
Right. And you know, and I know that, if the Republicans allow this to happen, and if they, kick this Roy Moore out of the race, Democrats will double down on it next time. So, I think you have to stand up and fight it. I spoke, this morning, Owen, with one of the top Tea Party activists in Alabama. She's been a friend of mine for years. And, she says she doesn't believe a word of this. She's like, he's been in several races. He was running for governor at one point. This never came out then. And, she just thinks it's all crap. And a group of conservative women are holding a rally and a press conference next Monday, she told me, in support of Roy Moore. So the people in Alabama, I don't know why anyone in Alabama would believe the Washington Post. They yeah. haven't written a pro-Alabama article in 40 years. So I don't think that this article was in Alabama's best interest.
Yeah, and I don't think the people of Alabama like the Washington Post trying to dictate their elections. But the point that you just made, I think, is the biggest point. Let's carry this over to the next topic. If Republicans give in to the Roy Moore accusers, if Republicans give in and they take Roy Moore out, that is a victory for the Democrats. This is a total Democrat planned attack, and we'll tell you why on the other side.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running the biggest specials. We've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it. Supermel Vitality, 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfilm Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Here is the truth about why you're seeing all of these Roy Moore accusations now. The Democrats, as a party, are dying. The Democrats are literally on their deathbed, on life support. And every breath they take might be their last. So they are fighting and scratching and clawing for every last breath of life, which in this case represents a seat in the Senate. So they are so desperate to keep their party alive. They are so desperate to put on a faux face of success and momentum and victory that they have to do everything possible to make sure the Republicans do not win this Senate seat. So the Democrats have sent their attack dogs in the media to find any dirt they can on Moore, accuse Moore, slander Moore, and then get the Republicans to remove Moore so that they can declare victory and live on, essentially, for one more election. So that's why what you're seeing right now is happening. This is a full-out struggle for life for the Democrats. Just like if someone is drowning underwater, the moment before they die, when they're drowning, they're kicking and screaming for life. That's what the Democrats are doing right now. Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit is my guest. What do you think about that analysis, Jim?
I think it's right on, and I would add that we're seeing these same characters from before the election, the same GOP elites, who are also siding with the Democrats at this time. It didn't take them any time at all to start demanding that Roy Moore step down, and you'll notice it's the same characters. It's Jeff Flake, it's Bob Corker, it's John McCain, Lindsey Graham, all of these rhinos and all these Republicans who never, and Mitch McConnell, who never supported Roy Moore, and now they're the first ones to tell him to step down. And what's the alternative? I guess they think a Democrat would be better. You know, I think we saw that in Missouri, Owen, as we were just talking about a moment ago. We see what happens when a Democrat gets into the Senate from a state that would normally elect a Republican, and we see what they do. Claire McCaskill voted everything Obama wanted. And you know that this would be the same for this Owens guy in Alabama. So I hope Alabama doesn't make that same mistake.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, to see just how, just like President Trump's election was kind of a referendum on the way the media reports on politics, I think you're going to see the same thing in Alabama. It's going to be a referendum on the Washington Post, on the Democrat attack dog media, and this is a chance for Alabama to make the same statement America made, saying, you're not going to inject your politics in our election. We can decide for ourselves. But as you pointed out, the establishment Republicans are essentially calling for Moore's head. And I think that really that just tells you he's probably a good thing for the American people in the Senate.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's, and you know what's interesting is we found out from this last election that conservatives in the country today, they don't trust this media. They don't listen to this media. They've tuned out this media, and they're going other places to find their news, like InfoWars and Gateway Pundit and the Drudge Report and other places, talk radio, Fox News. So they're not listening to the Washington Post. I don't think they give two craps what the Washington Post has to say about Roy Moore, most of these people. And like I said, the people I've talked to in Alabama, this woman this morning I spoke with, the top Tea Party leader there, she said that everyone she's spoken with who supported Moore support him even more now. So these accusations have not hurt Roy Moore among his supporters at all. It's sort of like what we saw with Trump.
Yeah, sometimes when I like to do research on local issues like this, I'll go listen to talk radio, local talk radio, and see what people are calling into talk shows saying. They're all saying, I'm hearing exactly what you're hearing. And furthermore, I'm hearing people saying, I wasn't planning on going to vote. I wasn't planning on voting at all. But just seeing the Washington Post try to inject themselves into our election and just seeing the liberal media attacking Roy Moore, now I'm going to go vote for Roy Moore. So, I mean, it's just an amazing event, and I think it's going to bite them in the long run. But I'm curious, going back to the referendum on the media, I think that Drudge Report, considering the Washington Post reporting that Drudge is a Russian operative, essentially, I think Drudge Report should stop linking to Washington Post. I think Drudge Report should boycott Washington Post. Washington Post hits would go down 50% in a month, probably even more. What do you think about that idea?
I don't understand. In fact, Drudge put up an article the other day, or a tweet he put out, after the Washington Post accused him, linked him to being with the Russians. And then Drudge tweeted out something that showed that 37% of the Washington Post incoming traffic comes from Drudge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're biting the arm that feeds them. And it would be great if he cut them off. They put out so much fake news this year, as you know. Half the stories, half the headlines they've had on Drudge Report have turned out to be false a couple days later about this Russian hoax investigation on President Trump. So I wish Drudge would do that, but I noticed today he's already giving them some more links. So,
yeah,
you know, what can he do?
And also on that topic, you know, don't get me wrong. I love Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge is a huge influence on me, but I don't really like the angle he's playing with this Judge Roy Moore thing.
Right.
You know, whatever these allegations are, again, what happened to innocent till proven guilty? Furthermore, it doesn't appear that he's done anything illegal, yet Drudge, and I understand the nuance of Drudge, I understand how he operates his site, but to me, the way that he is linking on his website is anti-Moore. And it paints an anti-Moore picture, which is one I'd say Drudge should have been more neutral on this. It seems to me he's kind of going anti-Moore.
Not kind of. He's gone completely anti-Moore. And we've sent him a lot of the stories we've had and that we just talked about, you know, about the step son who doesn't even believe this woman. He you think that would get some attention from Matt Drudge, but for some reason he's really convinced that Roy Moore is not the best option for Alabama. But I'm sort of at the point now, and again I go back to Claire McCaskill. I think you go with the Republican you have, and because any Republican is better than one of these red socialists that the Democrats are putting up in every state. So you know, if Roy Moore was dating 17-year-old girls, which was legal at the time, I guess, you know, I'll vote for him over the you know, the communists in the other party.
And that's kind of what they've done with this whole story and spin, is they've made you feel guilty if you go out and vote for Roy Moore. But again, you know, this is about a mandate. It's about the Trump agenda getting fully bought in the Senate, and not the anti-Trumpers from the Republican Party and obviously the Democrat Party. But it'll be interesting to see, Jim. And I know that you'll continue to cover all of it at GatewayPundit.com, as will we at Infowars.com. So thank you for joining us today, Jim.
Right. If you're in town over the holidays, you'll have to look me up.
All right, I will do that. I will do that. We'll go out and enjoy some of those fine St. Louis breweries.
All right. Take care, Owen.
Thank you. There goes Jim Hoft, making me feel nostalgic here, thinking about St. Louis now. Folks, did you know that InfoWarsStore.com right now has free shipping store-wide? Did you know that? Well, now you do, and now you're going to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something, right? Because with free shipping, you can get huge savings on big ticket items such as emergency food supplies, water filters, air filters. These are some of our bigger products, obviously heavy, so not cheap to ship, but we give you free shipping store-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you need to understand something, folks. If you're on the fence about some of these products, let's say you're on the fence about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's 50% off right now, plus free shipping. Well, you've been thinking about trying it. You've been thinking about, okay, maybe this could be a good drink for me or my family or my kids in the morning. You've kind of been on the fence. Well, let me tell you, now's the time, because it's 50% off with free shipping, and this will sell out. I'm being told that we're already running low on supply of this. So you have to understand, when we run these specials, we do sell out of some of these products, and then we are out of them for a certain amount of time until we get another shipment. So take advantage of 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You've also got 50% off Caveman Bone Broth Formula, 50% off Z-Shield, 50% off Biome Defense, 50% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12. All has free shipping, and at this rate, they'll probably all be sold out unless you have AutoShip. An excellent feature at the InfoWarsStore.com. With AutoShip, we automatically send you the products with whatever period of time you want us to send them to you. And you also get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. So win-win, win-win, win-win. Nothing but wins at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, War Room Memes, at War Room Memes. Brian Stelter as Pennywise. We're going to review some of those on the other side. And then Darren McBreen joins me. Don't go anywhere.
Two steps. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Crazy Joe, host of Morning Joe. What would Crazy Joe do? Well, I don't know. Let's find out from the source.
First of all,
Michael Schmidt has
we're going to get how horrific this is, what a horrific precedent this would set if Donald Trump goes after his political opponent this way, uses the Justice Department, pressures the Justice Department, pressures
literally
the
Attorney
General
Hillary Clinton
to do this. This is what happens.
This is what Obama did.
This is what Joseph Stalin would do. This is what tyrants have done for years, is sick their
their people. He's literally letting this completely unnecessary probe go on. This is so not Stalin-esque, it's not even funny.
He's benefited from this deal going through. It's an absence of malice moment where...
You're an absence of any integrity, any knowledge, any intellect.
Back in his chair and says, prove it. They're not gonna prove anything here. There's no smoking gun here. There's no nothing here that's going to prove that the Clintons somehow, got money. I mean, it might look
bad. Except there's been books on it.
But putting a special prosecutor out there is going to uncover absolutely nothing and set a horrific precedent.
You know, Mika, there have been times in this troubled presidency that
people have This is a very deranged man.
The constitutional republic first. You saw that with Jeff Sessions
comparing Trump to Stalin. Right, I mean, that is absurd.
You saw that with Rod Rosenstein accusing himself and appointing.
Does he even know what Stalin? I mean,
because that was the right thing to do.
You might as well have AIDS Skrillex on air right now.
Everything else these guys have done or will do, those were shining moments where they put the country and the Constitution first.
All right, that's now enough of Crazy Joe. He's literally not, he's just talking himself in circles of craziness. Let's give CNN a chance now. CNN also thinks Trump is like Stalin. CNN finally kicked off air?
They're being censored.
Really? All right, well, looks like we've got that's all right, guys. Just pull the clip. It's fine. It's fine. But basically, you have CNN essentially claiming the same thing that you just heard Crazy Joe insinuate, that Trump is like Stalin. I mean, the lack of historical perspective, the lack of background,
the lack of integrity,
the lack of anything.
No journalistic integrity whatsoever.
The lack of an introduction. This is Darren McBreen.
Oh, hello.
How are you doing, Darren? Okay, since we didn't get that clip, here's what we will do. Darren, did you know that we have a Twitter account called @WarRoomMemes?
I heard about it. I'd like to hear some more about
it. Did we get any Brian Stelter memes? Ah. So here's the meme contest for today. Again, any meme you send us, @WarRoomMemes, we will retweet. Hey, let's get a full screen of some of these memes here. Today's meme is Pennywise Brian Stelter. Yay! You'll all float with CNN in the end.
That's pretty good.
I'm Brian Stelter from CNN. I love you. We'll all float in the end. Hi, I'm Brian Stelter, the host of Reliable Sources. Won't you come play with me?
There's a lot of truth in memes.
No, memes are a very, it's meme magic is
That's
what
right.
it is.
All right. This is good. Can I submit some too?
Absolutely.
I want to contribute.
Oh, this is an equal opportunity lender here at War Room Memes. So follow us at War Room Memes. Oh, wow. Look at that one. That's like too real. Whoa. Jeez.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Scared me for a second. Was, oh, my gosh.
See, all too real.
Wow. Look at some of that. There's Brian Skelter. Hi. I'm Brian Pennywise Stelter, host of Reliable Sources. Feed me your children. I mean, I love children. Come float with me at the CNN network.
The Clown News Network.
So send your Brian Stelter Pennywise meme to at War Room Memes. We will retweet it and we will show it on the show. Put the InfoWars logo on there for bonus points. This is the War Room. Darren McBreen on the other side breaking down Hillary Clinton's lies.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
If I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Look at that demonic look.
There has never been anything like it.
She
and we're
going to
have
like
a special prosecutor.
I believe the proper thing for me to do would be to recuse myself from any questions involving those kind of investigations that involve Secretary Clinton.
Okay, so there you heard President Trump. That was from the presidential debate in St. Louis, Missouri at Washington University.
Campaign promise.
The same debate where he said he would have put Hillary in jail, the famous line, because you'd be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is your take, Darren? You brought this clip in today. You're fired up about the fact, obviously, that Trump would say that. However, then Session recuses himself, and it's
well,
kind
we're
of
almost
mixed
a
bag.
year into the Trump administration, nothing's happened yet. So I'm just like, I'm waiting.
Like waiting.
I've got an idea. A lot of people think it's a good idea if Attorney General Jeff Sessions, if he were to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton, I think that's a good idea. But I've got a better idea. How about we get rid of Jeff Sessions and then appoint an attorney general that actually does his frickin' job and investigates Hillary Clinton? How's that?
Bark.
Is that a good idea?
A little bark is what you're expecting from the AG?
I want something. I mean, look.
Like a Trey Gowdy?
Yeah, I thought Sessions was going to be good too, though. I mean, do they have dirt on? Does Hillary Clinton have dirt on Jeff Sessions?
Yeah, is Sessions being blackmailed,
or is he afraid of being the latest member of the Clinton body count,
Davy Jones Locker Club?
Yeah, something's going on.
Here's a story from Fox News, and there's been other stories like this that essentially are insinuating that there might be a special counsel ongoing, there might be investigations ongoing.
That's
it's
right.
Just nobody's talking about them. This is the headline. From Fox, Sessions directs prosecutors to evaluate certain issues involving Uranium One and Clinton, leaves door open on special counsel. You've had Chuck Grassley call for a special counsel. You've had Jim Jordan call for a special counsel. You've had multiple hearings in which questions regarding Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation go unanswered because of a quote-unquote ongoing investigation. So is this all alluding to an kind of underground investigation going on to these people? Or is Jeff Sessions truly just what it seems to everybody, just ignoring it and not doing anything.
Well, let's hope there's something going on behind the scenes that they are really investigating. Maybe that's why they don't want to talk about it. But I'll tell you this. Trump, so far, he's done a pretty good job. He's lived up to a lot of expectations. He's delivered a lot of campaign promises, but there's more campaign promises to deliver. You know, when we went to all those rallies across the nation and everybody's chanting, lock her up, we meant that. When we sold tens of thousands of Hillary for prison t-shirts, people didn't wear that just because it was a good fashion statement. T-shirts looked good, but we really want to see justice served. And if there are no indictments of Hillary Clinton, I mean, to me, it's the ultimate proof that there is no judicial system in America. We have to restore law and order.
No, that's what I was saying is, how can we not feel like justice is dead every day Hillary Clinton is walking free?
Think about how long would it take you and I, we wouldn't have time in this segment, we wouldn't have time on this entire show just to list the Clinton crimes and the Clinton scandals. It would take not even a 2-hour documentary. We'd have to have a 10 to 12 episode series on Netflix to cover them all.
Can you imagine though, like kind of on a side note, can you imagine this has to be Bill Clinton right now. With all of these allegations, you know, all these sexual allegations going around, the media wanting to report on it, now all of a sudden it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, this has to be Bill Clinton right now.
or that look on his face. Remember the look on his face during the debate when he brought in the rape accusers, I guess we have to call them. Juanita Broderick, and they're
all, didn't want to
that look
on
his face was classic.
They didn't want to report on it then, did they, Darren?
Not at all.
Hey, you know what I want to do here, actually, guys? I want to play this Trump clip again because it's so powerful. Listen to what Trump says. This is why we elected Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Play this clip again. Trump, just listen to what Trump says about Hillary Clinton without me interrupting.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor.
I believe the proper thing for me to do.
Okay, that's it. And then you have Hillary Clinton literally looking like a demon. I can't. Oh, my gosh.
Was this before or after the fly landed on her forehead? There's the look. That's the look right there.
Yeah, there's the Bill Clinton while his rape accusers were in the same room as him.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear Trump say that, Darren. He obviously knows, just like we know, that Hillary Clinton is one of the most corrupt politicians in the history of the world. I mean, this woman is such a lying piece of work, and he knows it.
But I think it's more insulting the fact that we have this witch hunt going on, this Russiagate witch hunt going on for an entire year now, almost. And nothing about Clinton. You know, and then we find out, the more you look into it, it looks like it was the Russians colluding with Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. not Donald Trump.
Yeah, which and we already knew.
And it all started with the Fusion GPS dossier, or Fusion GPS gate, whatever. Remember, the original was P-gate, Piss-gate. Actually, when we come back, I think I want to play a clip that how the mainstream media reacted to that. But that's how this whole thing got started. It was a fake document that was manufactured by former MI6 intelligence agent Christopher Steele to make
guys,
it look like the, authentic documents.
Roll the Hannity B-roll while we're talking about this. This is actually a key point. Roll the Hannity B-roll. So last night, Hannity basically broke all this down. He had a great segment last night where he did what you're doing, but you know how some people are visual learners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did one of those huge, you're seeing it behind me here. He did this for three separate scandals. He did this for three separate scandals into the Clintons. The email server scandal.
Okay.
The dossier scandal and the Uranium One scandal. And, guys, if you click around in that time frame, you can see the different three things that he
three
puts up there.
Huge scandals. Anybody else would be in prison
in
for
fact,
any one of these.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So here's the Fusion GPS. So here's exactly what we're talking about right here. This is what Darren is talking about. Darren, kind of break down what he's talking about here.
Well, it all goes back to Hillary Clinton. And keep in mind, Hillary Clinton ended up being in charge of the DNC. So it's the DNC.
And that's what Brazil was saying.
That's what, exactly. She had no control. So imagine that. Hillary Clinton was in charge of the entire DNC. Now they paid money to Fusion GPS. I want to make sure my mic, you can hear me when I turn back, but they paid millions of dollars for basically what the Clintons call cash for trash, right? So this is just to get dirty, information on Trump, but it was all fabricated. And that's colluding with the Russians. All this information came from the Russians, and it was John McCain who, once it got into his hands, traitor John McCain, he's the one that gave it to the FBI. Now, this started the whole thing. And this is why the FBI, they got this phony documents, and they say, hey, this, we could start wiretapping the president now. Everybody said Donald Trump, well, he wasn't president at the time, the Trump campaign. That's when they started wiretapping the Trump campaign. And then when Trump tweeted it out, Obama's been wiretapping me, everybody went crazy. How dare you accuse a sitting president of wiretapping? And of course, that's just slang for surveillance.
Yeah. Spying.
Yeah, for spying. Illegally spying.
Well, so here's what happens. Trump says he's going to run for president, says he's going to drain the swamp. The swamp freaks out. Then they realize that they need to start spying on Trump, realize he's to find out what he's up to. They fabricate this dossier. Mm-hmm. That then gives them the excuse to wiretap and spy on Trump. And they won't admit, they still will not address if the dossier was given to the FISA courts or not. They still will not actually address that. But once they admit that, that will then prove that this circular theory is correct. And then that's what got them to wiretap Trump. And then on the back end, though, Hillary Clinton and the DNC know that they can't direct. See, you don't have any of this for the Trump-Russia thing. We actually have it for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
They know they can't directly pay for this thing, so they used a law firm, Perkins Coie.
Which is from Canada, because then they don't have to report.
Then they pay Fusion GPS.
Yep.
Fusion GPS works with Christopher Steele to create the anti-Trump dossier. Dirty McCain gets it, gives it to Comey and the FBI, and that's how the whole thing goes full circle.
That's right.
If you want to show that for President Trump, you can't do it.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, the fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
With you, and we're breaking down what we think is or is not going on with investigations into Hillary Clinton and all her corruption, as well as the connection of Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS, and the dirty Trump dossier that was literally made up as an excuse for the Obama administration to spy on President Trump and his cohorts. But Darren, even after we knew all this, or I guess maybe before we knew all this, you know, the mainstream media was having a heyday.
Yeah, I want to go back to the very beginning, because this is, we're going to show you a clip right now. This is the average mainstream media reaction to this phony P-gate, piss-gate, whatever you want to call it. This is how they reacted. We know it's fake now, but there's no apologies now that it's been proven that it's been totally false. Check out the mainstream media's reaction to P-gate from the very beginning.
It supposedly happened in 2013, the year Trump hosted the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow.
The bombshell burst Tuesday evening when CNN reported the president-elect and President Obama were briefed on the matter last week. The report included unsubstantiated claims that Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
He dismissed outright the very idea that he would take part in the sordid acts described in the report.
He denied everything. He called it all fake news.
Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
CNN reported that last Friday, intelligence chiefs presented Trump with claims of Russian efforts to compromise him.
The 35-page dossier on the so-called Russian connection to Trump, with some very salacious allegations, including unsubstantiated claims about Trump in a Moscow hotel room, was not completed until just before the election, and then provided to journalists, the Clinton campaign, and the FBI.
I'm struck by the fact of the way this has been furthered in the last 48 hours. The co-founder of Fusion GPS, which commissioned the dossier from Steele, he's now done this fulsome 10-hour interview with the Senate. He's handed over 40,000 pages of documents to the Senate, very obviously cooperating with the investigation. And Fusion is saying openly, listen, we stand by the dossier. We think it's true.
It claims that Donald Trump once visited Russia, stayed in the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow, and then hired prostitutes to perform a golden shower, and that Russia might have the whole thing on tape.
Donald Trump engaged in perverted acts with prostitutes.
And he accused CNN of being fake news and brushed off persistent attempts by its correspondent to ask a question. Later, CNN's parent company, Time Warner, defended its reporting, and BuzzFeed said it published what it called a newsworthy document.
It claims Trump set out to
file the suite because President Obama and the first family had once stayed there, and Trump, quote, hated the Obamas.
That corroboration, based on intercepted communications, has given U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, quote, greater confidence in the credibility of some aspects of the dossier.
So what happens here, Darren, is the hearsay mafia and the brainwashed public sees that and then takes it as truth.
Late night comedy had a field day. I had to cut that down because there's a longer version.
I can't stand Trevor Noah. Is he the most triggering guy in fake comedy? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go off.
John Oliver, Steve Colbert, Saturday Night Live. You know, and the thing is this was paid for. This was a character assassination paid for by the Democrats, by anti-Trump operatives, if you will. But it's also very dangerous because now this has started a whole new Cold War era with the Russians. This is dangerous.
Well, that's the thing, too. What is the deal? See, okay, so if Trump is colluding with Russia, and this is the problem, they can't really figure out how to bring this debate. They can't really figure out how to bring this one home because what are you saying? Are you saying the Russians are bad? Because if you go with the notion that, yeah, anybody working with the Russians are bad, can't do Russia, mm-hmm. Russia this, no. Well, then you, obviously, that argument immediately crumbles because Hillary Clinton, Uranium One, the Podestas, the fact that all kinds of work between the United States and Russia goes down. So that argument does not hold water.
But this is also an attack on what they call fake news. They are trying, because remember what they said, congressional hearings, Senate hearings into the Russia-Trump election collusion, if you will.
And yes, they always, Sessions has now done 25 hours of hearings.
And these hearings have been going on forever. But they mention InfoWars as well. Remember, we are, what they call us, a mouthpiece of Russia Today.
What, hold on. And, you getting that?
Is that the Kremlin?
I think that's the KGB.
See, I gotta translate.
Hold on,
can you translate the Russian?
Wait, hold on. Can you guys get that signal a little clearer? It's come. There it is. It's crisp now.
I've got it on here too. Okay. So what are we supposed to talk about?
Yeah, they want us to just keep praising Trump.
Okay.
That's what they want us to do. All right. But here's the thing though. I mean, in reality, this is what I'm saying. We want to have a good relationship with Russia.
Absolutely.
Why would we want
Trump
to have a bad relationship?
A good relationship with everyone if we can.
Yeah.
With China, with everyone. What's wrong with that? We don't want World War III.
So they don't even understand. See, this is what's so sad about it. It's like they're so desperate because this is their struggle for life, literally. This mm-hmm. is the deep state swamp struggle for life. When you're about to drown, you're kicking for life, right?
Yep.
That's what you do. That's what you're seeing right now. But it's just so sad. That's not what the public sees. I mean, they really, really believe this crap.
Well, if they're watching mainstream television, and I'll give, you know, Fox is doing a pretty good job if you're watching Hannity. Lou Dobbs does a great job. Tucker Carlson does a great job, but that's it.
Honestly, that's Fox it. Business, they run some, they'll run some, you know, sales, marketing, television stuff, okay. And then they have another program on at night, Strange Inheritance. Fox Business, to me, is pretty much the most neutral as far as mainstream news is concerned. Lou Dobbs is a great show. The Kennedy Show is good. Fox, during the day, is, Shep Smith, you're kind of getting a lot of nonsense there.
Yeah, I don't like
when they
that
come
yet.
On, you know, Carlson, Hannity, even Fox News at night isn't bad. Laura Ingraham usually shoots you straight, too.
But let's go back to the hacking. Remember they said the Russians hacked the DNC. There was no hack. It was a leak. Mm-hmm. It was a leak. And we have William Binney, who is, you know, he was the third guy head in charge of the NSA. Yeah. Probably the best mathematician NSA ever had. He's been on our program lots of times. He's a whistleblower. But him and CIA analyst Ray McGovern, they looked into this and they did their own investigation. They came up with the conclusion that there was no hack, that this was an inside job, probably from a disgruntled employee of the DNC.
Seth Rich. Essentially, that's what Assange is alluding to.
And here, okay. Why has nobody asked during these Senate hearings and congressional hearings, how about maybe talk to Julian Assange?
Well, they can't talk to Julian Assange. He's like Voldemort to these people.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't want to give him any attention. They don't want his name out there. They don't want to even look at his reports or the emails.
Yeah, nothing to see. Just don't mention them.
And that's the other thing, too, that I think really has to hit the anti-Trumpers where it hurts is that they can't deny the contents of the emails were real.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's the contents of the emails, if they want to go down that road, that cost Hillary the election. Well, then why don't you look at the contents of the emails?
That's right.
And they won't do it. They can't face reality. That's Darren McBreen. We're going to open up the phone lines on the other side. We'll take some of your calls. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, You make everything possible. You built these studios. You built InfoWars. We're not going to be like Barack Obama and say, you didn't build that. You didn't build that business. No, Alex Jones did build this business, and you made it all possible at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. A lot of these 50% off specials that we have running, for example, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Caveman, Super Blue Mouthwash, Z-Shield, and Secret 12, these will sell out because once you put them 50% off, they really do get a big run on the InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're on the fence about any of these things, buy them before they sell out. And again, this is free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you're thinking about a big ticket item like emergency food supplies or an air or water filter, you're really going to want to take advantage of the free shipping on that because there's big savings for you there. And of course, auto ship, if you're not familiar with our auto ship feature for a product like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, that maybe you go through it once a month, you go through a canister. So then every 30 days, we automatically send you a new one. And then when you do sign up for that, you get an additional 10% off the price. So just incredible savings at InfoWarsStore.com. But folks, we're under attack. They're trying to silence us. They're trying to censor us. You've seen the Project Veritas video. You've seen what they do to us on social media, banning us from doing live streams, blocking our reports from going, algorithming us out of the front fold. Well, if you want to fight back, that's how you do it. You go to InfoWarsStore.com. That truly is how you can fight back out there without actually having to do your own reporting or just, you know, not have to worry about wearing a shirt out because, or talking about politics because you're afraid someone might beat you up because you like Trump, stab you or something. Well, then just your silent support at InfoWarsStore.com is the way to do it. So please support us and help us grow at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we're going to be doing another 34-hour broadcast here before the end of the month. That's how much we love you guys. So, where to begin? Let's put the phone line out. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and you can pretty much call on anything. I'll do open board today. If you want to talk about, is there an investigation going on into Clinton's? What do you think we should do about Sessions? Is he playing possum? Is it time for some fresh blood in there? A dog that barks? You know what? This is actually crazy. Obviously, you can call on Roy Moore, any of the stuff in the media right now. I just wanted to mention this because this is funny to me. So apparently there's some app. It's called, this is on InfoWars.com from Chris Menahan from Information Liberation. A new makeup removing app named MakeApp. Oh, it's from a Russian. So it's Russian. So it's probably Trump's fault. Is causing a triggering on levels never before seen. So apparently this app can remove makeup from people. I don't know how this is possible or how this is even real. But the funny thing is, so we've got all these examples, and it shouldn't surprise you that some of these people that look like, you know, the most beautiful people on earth are actually a lot less attractive when they remove their makeup. That shouldn't surprise you. But do we have the Anna Kasparian tweet? She did delete it. That's why I sent that image. Basically, so Anna Kasparian deleted the tweet. Look, I don't know if Anna Kasparian really looks that different without her makeup. It's just funny. Here's the funny thing. Anna Kasparian was fully triggered by this because I guess it shows how ugly she really is. I don't know. I don't really care. Here's my take on this. And this is honestly for girls out there. I would say 80% of men that are actually interested in women and pursuing women, I would say 80% of men don't like makeup. They would prefer the all natural look. In fact, you know what? I've got a crew here with some guys in there. Guys, am I right about this? What do you guys prefer, the all natural look on a woman or the pancake makeup? What are we saying here? All right, give me a thumbs up if you prefer all natural. All right, it looks like the entire crew agrees with me here. So I guess there's only one back there maybe that doesn't. So I think my 80% number is accurate. So you don't need, then that's the other thing. I feel like women only wear makeup to compete with other women too. So don't worry about your imperfections. Most men don't care. They just want a down to earth girl. Look at Megyn Kelly. I mean, I saw Megyn Kelly in person. I don't think she actually looks like that. Even without the makeup. I've also seen Britney Spears up close in person too. She doesn't look that bad. She does not look that bad. So, I don't even know who these others are. Crazy Mika. She might actually look that bad. My goodness. Angelina Jolie. She's been caught many times without her makeup. So, but the Anna Kasparian one really cracks me up over there from the Young Turds. Anna gets fully triggered at the makeup removing app. She doesn't know what to do. See, because Anna, unfortunately, can't get anyone, I guess, interested in her politics. And the Young Turds can't get anyone interested in their ideas, so they have to freak out about their looks. I guess that's how Anna Kasparian thinks over there at the Young Turds. I couldn't care less about my looks, to be perfectly honest with you. Okay, that story's on Infowars.com. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. Do you prefer women all natural or with makeup?
Either or. It depends. Depends on the day, I guess.
What'd you call in about?
Basically, I was wondering, I guess I said a few things. They're all kind of related. I guess in Donna Brazile's book, she stated that she may have wanted to replace Hillary with Joe Biden. Remember after she did the bumble and stumble there on the 9/11?
Right.
And I wondered why they would not just put Bernie in. You know, that was just kind of, I thought was kind of weird.
Bernie was never meant to win.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah, Bernie was never meant to win. He's not even really a Democrat. And that wasn't his role. But you have to, see, here's the thing that you're doing that I can't actually do is that I'm actually, I'm not trying to insult Donna Brazile here. It's just, I'm not necessarily, well, let me just say this. I'm taking what she said in that book with a grain of salt. So when she says she thought about replacing Hillary with Biden, that's a statement I'm taking with a whole heap of salt. I'm not buying it.
And also, have you heard about the Q clearance? I guess it's something that's been going on 4chan.
Is this lately. Is this the anonymous guy on posting on these forums?
What do you take?
I never get into that. Look, I've never gotten into that. Honestly, I've never really been able to follow it. I kind of just don't understand it. I guess, for whatever reason, my millennial mind just never really went into that type of social media.
Yeah.
But the reason why I don't really cover it too is because what am I supposed to do? I can't report on an anonymous post on these things. I'm not saying it's real or not. It's just, what can I do?
I also had an idea for a guest you could probably have on. He's a progressive, or I guess he used to be a progressive. He's very disgruntled with the DNC. His name's H.A. Goodman. Have you ever heard of him? Would you ever
Who
consider?
Now? Who?
H.A. Goodman.
H.A. Goodman. No, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I guess he's written about four now on, I guess, the Hillary Clinton stuff. Mm. I guess he's a diehard Bernie guy, and I guess he's probably just as DNC as anybody on Trump's side would be.
Well, yeah, I mean, where are all the Bernie supporters? I mean, they should be screaming at the top of a mountain for Hillary to be investigated.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, if you believe the polls, that's a big if. If you believe the polls, which I don't for one second, I don't trust any poll I see. It does appear that Roy Moore is losing support in Alabama. Again, though, these are probably fake polls. But if Roy Moore does lose this race, you can chalk it up to a successful propaganda hit job by the Democrats. That's it. 100%. Are the allegations true or false? Is it relevant anymore? I mean, these are decades old accusations and so far nothing illegal. So this is what the Democrat machine does, folks. That's what you need to understand. This is a 100% Democrat hit job. Now, obviously Roy Moore does not have the persona to, pun fully intended, trump this. as the president did during the election, but more accusers are coming out now too. So again, this is just the Democrat hit machine operating at full capacity right now because it is literally struggling for life. Literally. Let's get an update on the War Room memes, guys, before I go back to the phones here. What do we got on the War Room memes? Today's meme is Brian Stelter as Pennywise. Brian Stelter as Pennywise is today's War Room meme. Oh, there's a nice... Oh, Pennywise eating Brian Stelter. Or I guess Brian Stelter is Pennywise's jaw. Oh, I love our fans. There's the old reliable sources, Brian Stelter as Pennywise meme. And again, any meme you send to us, throw on the InfoWars logo. If you tweet it at War Room Memes, we will retweet it. Let me get one more look at the Pennywise Brian Stelter there. Oh, what's this one? Is that the latest? It's a picture of Pennywise. Brian Stelter says CNN is not anti-Trump. They are pro-truth. Yeah, and Pennywise wants to take you to a circus in the sewer. Yeah, you know? Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Amy. She wants to talk about Jeff Sessions. Amy, hi, Amy. Do you think Jeff Sessions has something going on under the table behind the curtain?
Well, it could be. You know how Trump says he wants the element of surprise?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he's talking about war and not giving the military secrets out prior like Obama did, mm-hmm. that could be going on. And, I was also wondering if our president is really regretting the assigning of Rosenstein. I don't know what he was thinking when he hired
people. That is such an odd wrinkle to this whole thing. And it goes against everything that Trump has done. If you analyze Donald Trump as president and you look at that appointment, it honestly goes against every other thing he's done. The only thing that would actually make sense, and maybe I'm having high hopes here, but is if he literally did that to set them all up. He put Rosenstein in charge because he knew he'd hire all of his corrupt cronies and then he'd get them all in the same bag with this Russia thing.
Sorry, I just have to say,
absolutely.
Stop the hammering. Ma'am, can you stop the hammering?
Just a minute.
Stop the hammering.
Do you hear hammering? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lawrence O'Donnell has just invaded the war room with the hammering here.
Well, no, you know what? My daughter was practicing her drums. Sorry. So she's in band. So I thought you were complaining about my daughter's drumming.
No. It's a joke about Lawrence O'Donnell.
No, but there was something
your daughter's
else I
drumming
was
is fine.
Say. That was something else I was going to say that it had to do with, I don't remember now because my daughter was drumming. I forgot. But I think there's something going on with that whole thing with Rosenstein being assigned. It just makes me very angry, that we have this still going on. And I thought by this time, didn't you think by this time that we would have had Hillary on trial a year ago?
I'm going to give it a year. Here's the way I feel about it. I'll give it a year and we'll see if there's anything. I'll give it 2 years before I'm actually like ticked off. I'd put it to you that way. There is no guarantee that Trump wins again in 2020. We cannot take that for granted. I think he will win, but there's no guarantee of that. So we've got 4 years that we know we have. We've got to do as much as we can in those 4 years, which does mean electing the right Congress. I think it's the 216th Congress. I forget the exact number. I know that's actually inaccurate. I can't remember the right number. But we need to put the right Congress in there because if the next 4 years, if Trump doesn't win and we don't get Hillary locked up, I don't see how anyone else will. And if Hillary Clinton doesn't go to jail, justice is dead.
And the other person I want to push is this Rich Pizzullo is running against, he's trying to get on the ballot against Menendez. I'm in New Jersey. We got to clean up the state because we have an animal.
Menendez, a guy who's literally on trial right now. Accusers have said, allegedly, he's engaged with underage prostitutes.
Right. And it's disgusting. And I live here in New Jersey. We elected an animal last week. 35% of the residents got out and voted for governor. Isn't that pathetic? And we have this is disgusting here.
Yeah, I think it was like 27% voted in New York or something, too. I mean, these are terrible turnout numbers. See, that's why I say that is why Trump won. This is what people need to understand this. Thank you for the call, Amy. You have to have a candidate that excites people to vote. That is what it all comes down to. At the end of the day, most people don't vote. You just heard it from Amy in their own local elections, 37% turnout. That's pathetic. But why? Because there is no candidate that energizes voters to get to the polls. I think Bo Dietl could have been that candidate in New York City, but to me, I don't think he did enough campaigning. But he lost to de Blasio, a total bum, a guy who marches with terrorists, a guy who likes Linda Sarsour, a guy whose staffer was up and coming in the Democrat Party, the next John Podesta, if you will, and then that staffer gets caught with child pornography on his computer. So, and that guy wins. He wins. Let's go to Darian in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to let you know I do listen to the show all the time. I mean, it's pretty much all I run here for the most part. Can't get enough of it.
Thank you.
I was looking at the drag queen event footage that you had, and I got to tell you, Sunday, Monday, when I saw this, I was so absolutely just my brain couldn't fit around it. It took me
it's
two
sickening.
Days, Owen, to recover and realize what I had just seen.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's disgusting.
It's beyond it. But the reason, and once I came to my senses, I said, if this is so horrifying, why is that the case? And so I sent the link to a few lawyers, and I got their input. And they said, at the bare minimum, this is lewd and lascivious conduct. Okay, the man standing naked next to a kid. Okay.
Yeah. How is Roy Moore going to be totally character assassinated by the same people that will put a transsexual naked in front of a child?
That's right. And here's the technicality: is glitter clothing? Absolutely not. Okay, when you've got the genitalia matching definitions and it's protruding and it's shape and form and glitter is not clothing, this man is essentially in court naked. So what I did is I took it to a couple officers and I said, look, here it is. What do you make of it? Well, this is a crime. We still have federal laws on the book that distinguish what he is doing as a crime. I'm not even going to cover what's going on with the shaking of butts and everything. But at the bare minimum, that's lewd and lascivious conduct. Okay, the man standing naked next to the child, that's a federal crime. So what
well,
I
let
said
me tell
is
you,
I called,
we didn't even air all of the footage that we got from this event because it was so disgusting. We couldn't even
well,
air it.
Well, what I did and what I want to encourage the viewers to do, if you watched this and you were as horrified as I was, because I'm telling you, if that was my kid, he'd be living a gender-neutral life right now. And you couldn't have stopped the dead bodies from the time I got my kid to the time I got the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you. If that guy was standing next to my kid with his Johnson and glitter, yeah, he'd be gender-neutral real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'd neutralize his gender real quick. It's just, what is... This is why InfoWars exists, folks. Because we have to do something about this culture.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
If you want the future, you must fight for it.
This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, if you're a liberal, you can march out a bunch of transsexuals and have them flaunt their junk around your child's face, and that's cool. But if you're a Trump supporter and you are an alpha male that may have been talking to younger women 20 years ago, then you're the worst person in the world. Here's Paul Joseph Watson breaking down the hypocrisy.
We're now witnessing the birth pangs of a sexual reformation. The fallout from the sex abuse scandals that have plagued the entertainment industry, politics, and are now spreading throughout society as a whole, is being hijacked by the far left, cultural Marxists, feminists, and social justice warriors to whip up more misandry and create more gender division. Third wave feminism has been largely discredited over the past 5 years. Just 18% of women in the US now identify as feminists. Even less in the UK. And it's obvious why. Now that rights which actual feminists fought for 100 years ago have been achieved, they're left with what? Making sourdough bread out of their vaginal yeast. Yeah, really. While it's sorely needed in the Islamic world, the West needs feminism like a fish needs a bicycle, which is why third wave feminists and social justice warriors need to constantly invent or hijack new outrages to push their primary narrative. Hating men, which is why they're now hijacking the moral panic surrounding the sex abuse scandal in a desperate effort to resurrect the failed ideology of third wave feminism as part of a catastrophically damaging plan to impose a new onerous form of sexual puritanism. The preeminence of innocent until proven guilty is being jettisoned. Now, mere accusation alone is enough to ruin someone's career. Do you understand how dangerous that is? Roy Moore has vehemently denied the allegations against him, but to the baying mob, allegations are all that's required to pass judgment. Now, don't get me wrong. If sexual abuse is admitted or proven, these people should be punished to the full extent of the law. And as my regular viewers will know, I've been the most vehement out of anyone calling for Hollywood and political pedo rings to be exposed. But trial by social media mob outrage isn't justice, and it sets a horrific precedent. Everything is being conflated to the point where making a pass at a woman is placed in the same context as actual sexual assault. As Laura Prendergast writes in The Spectator, women are jumping on the hashtag MeToo bandwagon so they can smother themselves in attention-seeking victimhood. Not because they're actual victims, but in one case, because a man looked at them. Another storm was whipped up over Adam Sandler touching a woman's knee on a talk show.
So I took my parents, just like you. I took my parents.
In another instance, an MP was outed after he called a woman attractive, intelligent, and charming. Another case involved Michael Fallon trying to kiss a woman. No, there's a world of difference between looking at someone, complimenting them, trying to kiss them, trying to touch them on the knee, and raping them. Big difference. As a result of the comparatively innocuous allegations against him, Carl Sargent committed suicide.
Was found dead yesterday, just a few days after he was dismissed from his post as Cabinet Secretary for Communities and Children.
The family wished to disclose the fact that Carl maintained his innocence and he categorically denied any wrongdoing. The distress of not being able to defend himself properly against these unspecified allegations meant he was not afforded common courtesy, decency or natural justice.
You can't make the cost of sexual interest not being reciprocated the complete ruination of a man's career, his reputation, and even his life. You can't brand someone who sent a risque text or made a clumsy advance a pervert or a molester. There has to be a clear distinction between that and actual sexual assault. There has to be an understanding that accusation alone isn't proof. We have to put a check on this cult of instantly believing the accuser without any regard for evidence.
Any woman who reports an assault should be heard and believed.
The new feminist crusade is about indoctrinating
women. Okay, folks, the entire report can be seen on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Tyler Nixon.
We're running the biggest specials we've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good, or our toothpaste, or our mouthwash, or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink that's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
Is the War Room.
Tyler Nixon joins me now on the War Room. You can follow him on Twitter at Tyler P. Nixon. And Tyler, this is breaking right now. NBC News is reporting it. Surely it's going to be shouted at the top of every liberal mountain within hours. 5 articles of impeachment against Trump introduced by House Democrats. Now, the House is run by Republicans, so this isn't going to get anywhere. The Democrats behind this, Louis Gutierrez in Illinois, Al Green in Texas, Marcia Fudge of Ohio, Adriano Espaillat of New York, and John Yarmuth of Kentucky. So, Tyler, they want to think they're bigger than the American people. They want to think that they're bigger than the election. They want to think that they're bigger than the Electoral College. I mean, the arrogance of these Democrats thinking that they are bigger than the duly elected president and the American people is really something to behold.
Well, didn't Brad Sherman introduce an article of impeachment at least? What this highlights, Owen, is what the Democrats are willing to do to our process, to the system, to democracy, to the republic, whatever you want to call it. They're willing to drag it down
with them. After they rigged their own primary.
Right, exactly. They don't care. I mean, as long as they're in power, anything goes, whatever. There's no standards. There's no rule of law. There's nothing. I mean, they will take it down in flames before they'll ever give up seeking power. And that's the bottom line with these people. Like, I mean, you look at what they have consistently, since the Clintons took power in 1992, three around that time frame, they have poisoned the well of politics in this country, and it is just seeped through and into the system and spread out to where, I mean, literally, it shocks me. It's, as an example, it's kind of a joke that I made, but Kevin Spacey had to quit a show about playing a fake president, yet Hillary Clinton, a psychopath, is supported by the same people for real president. You know, Bill Clinton, an actual rapist and sex predator, became president and was supported. But Kevin Spacey has to give up a show, which, by the way, I like the show House of Cards. It's a pretty good one. I mean, it's, as I've said, it's Clinton light, right?
I actually think, I mean, good actors will essentially practice their role or discover their characters by actually following those people around. Johnny Depp talks about how he followed around, I forget the author, before he did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I actually suspect, Harvey Johnson, was it?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter Thompson, thank you, Hunter yeah. Thompson. I suspect that Kevin Spacey essentially studied the Clintons. I mean, he says he's friends with the Clintons. I think he studied the Clintons and essentially personified the Clintons. I think the whole show is about the Clintons.
Absolutely. Who else can you think of besides maybe Lyndon Johnson? But that wasn't a power couple. So absolutely the Clintons fit that scenario. And, you know, it's just they will – the Democrats, the leftists, whatever, like I said, they don't care what they destroy that's in their path as long as they have power. And unfortunately, as I've often said to friends, the problem with good – or there's not a problem with good, but the – struggle of being good and doing good is that you have limits, whereas evil can do anything it wants. So, you know, we're constrained by the fact that we believe in fair play, due process, rule of law. I mean, this lynching, regardless of, I mean, I personally, Roy Moore is very much not diametrically opposite, but I'm a libertarian. I don't believe in a lot of the things that he supports in terms of, you know, I don't begrudge him his religious faith, but I think he brings a little too much of the social conservatism into the equation. And I don't support him necessarily per se, but I certainly support him over any Democrat alternative, number one. Number two, the fact is, what happened to due process of law? What happened to fair dealing and the ability to confront your accusers and be heard in court and have any
until proven guilty?
Precisely. And it's just, this is a crazy lynch mob. And this is what the Democrats want, because you see, when they are able to basically unleash, and we accept this as a culture, as a society, as anything, that you can just accuse somebody and they go down in flames, they lose their job, they're, you know, marginalized, they're out. And then guess what? After he's gone, do you think anything's going to follow up on these charges? And, you know, I imagine the statute of limitations is run.
See, that's another problem too, is people don't understand history. They don't understand the French Revolution, when people literally had their heads chopped off just because someone would accuse them. I mean, that's basically what we're seeing now. I want to continue to go down this road probably more in the next segment, specifically regarding Roy Moore. But guys, pull that article back up that you had. I don't know if you saw this article that the crew had pulled up, Tyler. Bill Clinton says 99% of House of Cards is real. The only 1% that's fake is you couldn't get an education bill passed that fast.
He should know.
Right.
Except Frank Underwood only killed maybe a handful of people. The Clinton body trail is like in the dozens.
I was going to say, I never really followed House of Cards, but didn't they? I mean, they killed journalists in that show, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he did it himself, too. So here's the irony that I kind of following up on that little, comparison that they're the Clintons light, meaning these people actually murdered spoiler alert, I guess the wife, Claire Underwood, actually also murders a journalist or a writer that they had conscripted to write their, joint autobiography, something along those lines. But I will say this, in that movie or that television series, at least they do their own dirty work, meaning Underwood actually killed two people himself. Like, he gassed a congressman and he pushed a journalist in front of a train. The Clintons don't even have that level of integrity to do their own wet work, so to speak. You know what I mean? They won't even do their own kill. Everything is consigned to minions. Mm-hmm. And what is with these people? It's like a cult, honestly. It's exactly what Donna Brazile called it. It's like a cult. It really is. I mean, the way that people have this obeisance to the Clintons, I don't know if it's the fear. I think it is fear. I think you rub out a few people, you be as ruthless and as absolutely single-minded about power as they are. And I think that alone scares people off, you know, certainly anyone who would challenge them.
Yeah, it makes you think about the comment James Comey made when he basically laid out the reasons for indictment against Hillary Clinton and then said,
yeah,
But no one in their right mind would actually bring these charges to Hillary. You know, no one in their right mind. What is he saying? Because they would die?
Well, exactly. It's like that Twilight Zone episode with the kid who controls everything and can do anything to anybody. You're familiar with that?
And I am familiar with Twilight Zone. I don't recall that exact episode.
Sure. It was
Rod Sterling was brilliant. I wish there were more Rod Sterlings around. Black Mirror is the next closest thing. Now I'm going off on a.
Right. No, it's Serling, not Sterling, just to not to correct you. But yeah, they did it. This little vignette skit was done in the movie in 1983 as well as the original. And what it is this boy is all powerful, or he appears as a little boy. And he's just as petulant and pushy and, spoiled as any, say, maybe 10-year-old kid might be, who has like an only child, whatever. He can do anything. So like literally everyone around him lives in fear. I mean, they're like, oh my God, you upset him. And, you know, he'll turn you into a monster. He'll like, just these horrible tortures.
So basically it's like, that's kind of the attitude when Hillary Clinton is kind of wandering the halls of the Democrat Party. Yeah. It would make sense. And you know how this stuff kind of trickles down. You're even seeing this with the average leftist on the street. I mean, you're seeing the cultism in the leftist. And one of the biggest signs of a cult is when the cult leaders basically control their minions, where I'll try to go talk to one of these protesters in the street and we'll be having a fair conversation. The cult leader comes over and says, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. Boom. That's how you know they're part of a cult.
Absolutely. And it's funny. By the way, you did a great job in Austin on the 4th of this month. I thought that was excellent.
Comedy routine? That was like a comedy routine, man.
No, you're wearing the flak vest. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I mean, you didn't even have to get into discussing, say Rousseau versus Edmund Burke, or get into that kind of level of anything, or even just superficial level knowledge of what the hell's going on around them. And these people, I was just taken aback by what a difference it was, how you just came off with real simple, I think, short bursts of truth, information, whatever have you. And they just like would melt down as soon as you short circuited their sort of indoctrination. And it's really scary because they all repeat the same stuff. You see it in the media too. It's always the same talking points that filter their way through. And that filters down to where, if you're for Trump, or if you're opposed to what they are, you're a racist, misogynist, homophobic,
it's
claustrophobic,
the hearsay mafia.
Xenophobic.
We're about to take a break. Tyler Nixon is my guest. He'll be back with us. I bet Tyler didn't even know. I actually made people cry debating him.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months.
because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. President Trump delivered a speech today. Some of the highlights of that speech were he was talking about some of what he negotiated in trade deals on his Asia trip, talking about uniting the world against North Korea. And again, it was just another positive speech from President Trump indicating that he wants to put Americans first. By the way, he tweeted out, do you think the UCLA basketball players will thank President Trump? It turns out they made a statement today and they did thank President Trump. So that was a nice thing. It didn't seem like they were too vivacious about thanking President Trump, but they did. My guest is Tyler Nixon. You can follow him on Twitter at Tyler P. Nixon. And let's go down the Roy Moore road here, Tyler. To me, I still want Moore in there. To me, there's nothing illegal that he did. Maybe there's some sexual proclivities in his past, perhaps, but now is not the time to cry over spilled milk there. And it doesn't really make sense to me how Republicans are coming out against him, even Drudge Report kind of not really supporting Moore in this endeavor. We need to defeat the Democrats by ending their votes in the Congress. That's what this is really about. That's what people don't understand. This is all about the Democrats flopping and flailing on the deck like a fish out of water, dying for air, or dying to get out of the air and into the water. And the Democrats fighting for life. That's why they're accusing Roy Moore. That's why they need this victory. They don't have the votes right now to defeat Trump. They need the votes. I mean, beyond just the fact that you can just accuse someone now and they're guilty. I mean, how important is this though for the Republicans really to put another nail in the Democrat coffin? I'm not sitting here saying I'm a Republican. The battle.
I'm a Republican. I mean, I've been a Republican my whole life. My name's Nixon. I don't really have much of a choice, but, I worked with the, state party back in my home state. I'm not going to name it, whatever. The bottom line is this. The state slowly slid into Democratic oblivion over the last, say, 20 to 25 years. And one of the reasons is because the country club Romneyite, Bushite Republicans who controlled it would rather control and have a death grip on a losing party with no electeds than they would to dare cede that control and, you know, take a risk on someone who might be a leader but might not do everything that they say. And I think that's really what it comes down to with Mitch McConnell and these ilk is They don't want to, they would rather not have a majority than have a majority with people who don't do what they say or are off reservation as far as what they think.
I mean, what does that tell you about
even more so?
What does that tell you about the establishment Republicans?
I mean, it tells you everything you need to know, that they basically represent the swamp. They're just the flip side of the coin to the statist authoritarian Democrats. And who do you think has been getting along and going along all these years anyway? I mean, they killed the Newt Gingrich revolution that I was part of back in 94, 95, 96. He didn't make it another, I guess, 4 years as speaker before they ousted him. Tom Day rose to the top, and they started cutting deals between he, Hastert, Bush, and, you know, at the time, let's see, who was majority leader. I can't remember. But, I mean, you know, it was just
boy,
like...
DeLay, hey, Hastert, Bush. There's a... gruesome threesome.
Yeah, totally. It was a nightmare. I mean, it was like, you know, to them, half a loaf of big government is good enough. You know what I mean? It's not like they really support the values, have ever supported the values. It's always been, well, let's just moderate the massive growth of the federal government and the power of the federal government, and that's good enough. You know, they don't want to be, they live in fear of being shamed by Democrats, of being not, you know, acceptable at cocktail parties. And let's face it, I think that what InfoWars does, and I think what Steve Bannon, people like that, Roger Stone especially, to a lesser extent do, is to disabuse people of that fear that, you know what, oh my God, you'll be banished from society. You'll be no longer acceptable. Acceptable to who? Our enemies? The people who would, you know, laugh at you behind your back, you know, spit in your face, who call you every name under the sun, which is why they've really overplayed their hand, I think, in many ways. The Democrats have, certainly. Because in their mania, I mean, literally, and let me just back up here, back to the Roy Moore race. Does anybody think for a second that paying off some people, you know, say like, 50,000, 100,000, a couple hundred thousand to look, just hun, go ahead and say this, you know, trump it up, you know, pump it up, whatever you have to do. I mean, I don't believe it. I don't believe that five, whoever people come out, and each time it's been never, you never hear from them. You hear from a talking head or Mitch McConnell or somebody that I believe it. And it's, you know, it's credible to me.
Washington Post.
Based on what?
Yeah. And how come no one asked the question of these women? Why didn't you come forward before?
Yeah, and well, why not a year ago? Why not 6 months ago? Why like 4 weeks before the election from the Washington Post? It just stinks to high heaven. Even if there is a shred of truth to it, it's like, you know what? We're going to put this aside. We're not going to let the Democrats play this, you know, incessant like surprise, gotcha. Oh, let's just roll this out. I don't care what it is. Throw it against the wall. It'll stick. We'll get this Senate seat. Because let me tell you something. For the Democrats to win a Senate seat from Alabama, the Deep South, in an off year. I mean, they are so desperate. They spent almost $2 billion on Hillary Clinton's campaign. Do you think buying off some women in Alabama is anything to these people? I mean, like, I laugh at the fact that anybody should think that the standard to which we should hold Democrats is like the standard of, oh, well, you know, we assume they're not lying all the time, that they're not manipulative, they're not megalomaniac psychopaths, half of them. No, I think we need to start looking at what everything they do and realizing it through the lens of Clintonian power politics, which is that it doesn't matter whoever has to get killed as long as you get what you need in the end. You know, you'll figure it out later. I mean, they've been caught red-handed dozens of times doing criminal, if not outright unethical, horrible activity, and they never pay for it. So, like, you know, who would think that they wouldn't rig some special election by hiring some people or paying some people? What are the backgrounds? Let's look into their finance. You know, are these women coming into a windfall of money? That's what I want to know before we start upending a U.S. Senate race.
Yeah, and the battle here to me is, can the Democrats, with their attack dogs in the media, can the Democrat hit job really work where they try to make Roy Moore so unattractive, they try to paint Roy Moore as such a demon that they can intimidate voters out of voting for him? I mean, that's the entire plan here. And like you said, they're so desperate. This is a dying party. They're on their deathbed. They're so desperate. Of course, they'll do anything to win this election.
We have the U.S. Senator from New Jersey going through a corruption trial right now. And has been going on for weeks and weeks involving.
And he's running for re-election.
Hey, exactly. Where is this man? I mean, see, people from 40 years ago accuse, literally, he said, she said, not involving any type of actual material evidence of any kind that I've seen whatsoever. A signature in a yearbook. This is what you're going to hang this man on. Please So, you know, the double standard is in full play. It's really not a double standard. There is no standard. It's whatever the the standard is, if it's Democrats do it, it's okay. If Republicans do it, it's a crime. You know, end of story. That's really what it comes down to.
They continue to just, I don't know if you want to say raise the bar or lower the bar, whatever it is, it just gets worse and worse. We got 30 seconds left. Can the Republican Party or can the Trump base overtake the Republican Party and we can drain out some of these swamp rats like McConnell and Ryan? Is it possible?
Absolutely, but it's going to be a rough road because we thought we only had to take out the Democrats. Now we have to take out the establishment Republicans too to really, you know, so it's a high mountain to climb.
You know what? It wasn't easy to create this country, so it's sure not going to be easy to save it. Tyler Nixon, thanks for joining us. Regular guest here on The War Room. We will be right back in the next segment with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. We're running the biggest specials. We've run in like 6 months and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And when we sell products at this lower price, we got to sell a lot of it to fund the operation. But I know the products are so good that even though we make a very small profit on each item, you'll like them and then order more, especially things like the coffee that's so good or our toothpaste or our mouthwash or our vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch drink. It's got all the amino acids and multivitamins, our probiotic, all of it, Supermel Vitality. 50% off, never done that, and free shipping. Boom. Superfemal Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. Boom. Biome Defense, 50% off with free shipping. With the free shipping, folks, it's a loss leader. You sign up for auto ship, we're losing like $6-$7 on this. Doesn't matter. I just want you to see how great it is. We are now 4.5 hours into the worldwide broadcast, America Rebirth and Renaissance, with so much coming up today.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room here. Infowars.com/show, where we have 10 hours of broadcast every day now, live broadcast for your enjoyment. And it's all made possible because of you out there going to Infowarsstore.com and supporting us. We've got free shipping, still store-wide free shipping at Infowarsstore.com. You're crazy if you don't take advantage of these specials. 50% off some popular products such as Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Secret 12, Caveman, Z-Shield, Biome Defense. I mean, it's like these specials are so, they're discounted so much where we like make a buck on these products. So please support us. Help us fund ourselves. Help us remain independent. Keep us on air. Keep us expanding. And that's Alex Jones' promise to you. When you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, he promises he will continue to expand the InfoWar right in the face of the globalist. And you know, the way for you to fight back is to fund us. Trust me, nothing triggers CNN more. Nothing triggers Rachel Maddow more. Nothing triggers Hillary Clinton more. I mean, do you want to piss Hillary Clinton off? Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a t-shirt. Seriously, nothing angers Hillary Clinton more than you supporting Alex Jones. Nothing. So that's how you can fight back against these corrupt people. All right, I'm going to go back out to the phone lines here. Real quick, I just, you know, there's all the double standards of the left, but they've reached, just total apocalyptic levels. Where you couldn't even make this stuff up. George Orwell could not even have written about this stuff. It's not even possible. For example, liberals these are all buzzwords. Leftist, it's the same people. You know who these people are. The climate pushers. Global warming. Climate change. Right. Now that's based on their science, right? Okay, so you have climate science. Oh, War Room memes at War Room memes. That might be the best one of the day. We'll have to readdress these at the end. So, but these people all day will quote their science. They have science, climate change, science. Literally, there is no science. We haven't been tracking climate long enough. We don't know all of the world's history enough to actually. Basically, the programs that they run, the formulas they run to prove climate change. You know what? Where's the story? I had a story on this, actually. Let me pull this story up to really just get into this. Here it is. You won't even believe this. Trump pullout from climate pact means even hotter world. U.S. President Donald Trump's pullout from the Paris Agreement will push up global temperatures nearly half a degree Celsius by the year 2100. Do you realize how asinine this is? Do you realize how insane this is? The arrogance to think that you have the models and the formulas to actually accurately predict that is just absurd. But it's even more absurd to suggest that President Trump removing the United States from this worldwide Paris Climate Accord is going to do anything to the climate shows you how deranged they are. President Trump, the United States will no longer be in the Paris Climate Accord. I'm removing the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. Climate scientist. President Trump has just removed the United States from the climate accord. Now the world is literally heating up by the year 2100 because Trump removed U.S. from the Paris climate accord. The world is now hotter. No science. That is not science. There literally is no science, but this is the climate science. These same people that preach climate science ignore gender science, ignore biology science. I mean, seriously. How do you live in that backwards of a twisted reality? How do you have logic that is that skewed and twisted and corrupted and you can still function? Well, you can't. That's why you scream at this guy helplessly, isn't it? All right, let's go to Hayden in Ohio. Go ahead, Hayden.
Hey, how's it going, Owen?
Just trying to figure out climate science and gender science from a liberal's point of view. It's really confusing.
Oh, yeah. You know, those things tend to be a little outside the realm of normal people's imagination.
You can say that again.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit of a little nuance to the analogy that you brought up earlier about the deep state and them drowning.
Yeah.
Well, you said that, you know, this is their last breath, their last kick before they go under. Well, the thing is that it's human nature in that panicked moment to bring anything else around them down with them because they don't care anymore. All reason, all logic is gone. All they care about is getting that last gulp and hopefully getting out. Whether
you are 100% right.
They don't care.
Yeah, that is a great little added element to the analogy I made. Absolutely, because that's what we're seeing. These people literally will sacrifice the United States of America to preserve their own will or agenda or whatever it is. So, yes, you're 100% right.
There's one more point that I wanted to add with this this whole hysteria over the sexual assault and, you know, all of a sudden it's a huge deal again.
Yeah.
Not only is this, you know, they say, you know, politics is downstream to culture. Well, I've had at least two or three prime examples in private life that has nothing to do with politics or Hollywood or anything like that, where I have people that are currently getting accusations, and the accusations are holding more weight than any
I see other. What you're saying. So it's going to start, hitting people, you know, in their own lives, essentially.
It already has. That's the problem. It already has.
Like, yeah, and what are we going to do now? Are we going to back up the court system with 500 sexual assault accusations now anytime a woman feels like a guy looked at her the wrong way?
And that's a great point that you bring up. And a good person to talk to, a YouTuber, that I've really been listening to, about the war that's going on between men and women. His name is Tommy Sotomayor.
Tommy Sotomayor. Yeah, I know Tommy Sotomayor. He's a very entertaining. He's a black gentleman. He's got the wrestling belts and everything behind him, right?
Yeah. That guy. He's been doing a couple segments lately that I've been watching.
Yeah, that guy really does hit it on the head when he talks about men and women issues. He really does.
Oh, he does. It's amazing. It's amazing. And the craziest thing is that when you start to see it in your own personal, like, relationships with your friends and everything happening to them, it's insane, dude, because you don't think it's going to happen. And then
look, here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. Great call, Hayden. Thank you for the call. Again, I don't – these issues are obviously sensitive. And you don't want to come off as insensitive. You don't want to offend somebody who's actually had to deal with this real stuff. If I was someone that had to deal with this, then I would be more offended by all the fake accusers. But I've actually witnessed this before, where you can have a girl accuse a guy of sexual assault because she regrets what she did. So you have to understand the mindset of some of these women that might be coming forward. And it's a very, very slippery slope and dangerous precedent that we're going into, right now. And believe me, the police don't have the time for all this crap. Yeah, again, if a girl, look at what happens to these athletes. I'm not saying that it never happens. I'm saying, you know, that there are plenty of women out there that try to falsely accuse rich and famous people in order to get some of that money and fame for themselves or to just bring somebody down. It happens all the time. I believe that's what happened to Ezekiel Elliott. He's from St. Louis. The people that knew him said he'd never behave like that.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we're going to do a news blitz here in the final segment. If I get through with all of it, I'll take a couple more calls. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. Actress Roundtable, Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Stone, and top stars on harassment in Hollywood and ideas for industry change. I'm going to ask a question. How many of these people in Hollywood do you think are religious? How many of these people in Hollywood do you think are Christian? How many of these people in Hollywood do you think practice faith, prayer, and going to church? Well, I would suggest not many, if any at all. In fact, the one that was outspoken about his beliefs, Mel Gibson, basically got blackballed from big Hollywood, only now to be reinvited because no one else can sell a movie. So you want to talk about an industry change? How about some morals? That might help you. Maybe some morals. Maybe a conscience. Because you look at the trash that comes out of Hollywood, and it's pretty easy to figure out why there's problems in that industry, why they behave like they behave. Because these people are degenerates. I mean, again, I'm not sitting here saying I'm some sort of a purist. I'm not even saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying, yeah, you want to change the industry, quit being a bunch of degenerates. It's really not that hard. But they don't want to change their lifestyle. They just want to make everyone else change. How about Alec Baldwin? Now he says, we can't be mean enough to this guy. And that President Trump doesn't appreciate the presidency for the tremendous opportunity it is. Yeah, right. President Trump has done more in less than a year than Barack Obama did in 8 years. And President Trump has done more in his less than 1 year in office for this country than any other presidents combined in my lifetime. Alec Baldwin. I don't even think he believes any of this, honestly. I think Alec Baldwin is probably maybe a conservative. And he just says this so he can continue to get movie roles and whatnot. GQ says Colin Kaepernick will not be silenced. Newsflash, GQ, he never was. He's been one of the biggest stories. You just named him Citizen of the Year. You named a man who hates the police, speaks out against the police, hangs out with radical Muslims, and protests against America and the American flag, and is unemployed. You named him the Citizen of the Year. It makes sense that a leftist would want that person to be the Citizen of the Year. But GQ says Colin Kaepernick will not be silenced. Again, that is ridiculous because he never was. In fact, his voice has been louder than ever. So, I mean, these people don't even live in reality. Cards Against Humanity buys land on Mexican border to stump Trump's wall ban. Boy, that sucks. Cards Against Humanity, great game. Anti-Trump. Nice try, by the way. Trump likes, I can't think of the legal precedent for the government taking your land. Eminent domain. I have a feeling they're going to be dealing with some eminent domain soon. This is from The Atlantic. The making of an American Nazi. And then, of course, you have a white male right there in the fold. And it talks about, obviously, Richard Spencer and then this guy, Andrew Anglin, who used to be an anti-racist vegan and is now a Trump supporter. See, what they don't understand is it's just people that are sick of corruption and lies are really what have aligned themselves with Trump. But they want to paint this picture of the American Nazis, and of course it's Spencer, it's this Anglin guy, who a lot of people have reasoned they think are essentially corroborated. They're bought and paid for. They're controlled operatives. This story in The Atlantic is like a 20-pager. The making of an American Nazi, a white male. So thanks, Atlantic. Now more people are going to hate white males. Oh, and then what's this? From the FBI. Anti-white hate crimes are the fastest growing racial hate crimes in America. Wow. Don't tell that to Black Lives Matter. Don't tell that to By Any Means Necessary. Don't tell that to any Democrat politicians. Don't tell that to any Trump protester. They hate facts. They hate the truth. The FBI's own numbers, anti-white hate crimes are the fastest growing racial hate crimes in America. And you wonder why? It's not a coincidence it comes right after 8 years of Barack Obama. It's not a coincidence that this comes while The Atlantic are running stories with white males being depicted as Nazis. So thank you. Thanks, Obama. Thanks to liberal media for, again, making it okay to just punch a white person in the face if you see him. It's okay. Maybe this will help, though. A Georgia networking event wants to help white people come meet a black person. So it's kind of ridiculous. whatever. I guess the notion is fine. You can have an event to meet people. I think that's great. I just think it's funny. The whole notion is we need to help white people. Because again, white people are the problem. Hey, why has there been a complete media silence on this story? New Mexico congressional candidate arrested on suspicion of stalking. David Alcon, 39-year-old candidate from southern New Mexico, a Democrat, arrested for stalking a woman. Media silence. It's all Roy Moore. So again, if you're a leftist and you assault people, it's okay. This is from Kit Daniels at Infowars.com. U.S. weapon stockpile used by ISIS found in Syria. Yeah, we're getting to learn about more of this now that Trump is in office and he's not letting the proxy wars go on. And he's actually using the military to fight evil and not just fight, you know, gas wars or oil wars or energy wars or regime change wars, proxy wars, money wars, whatever you want to call it. The truth is coming out about a lot of what the Hillary State Department, the Obama administration, did to actually fund and arm terrorists. That is not a conspiracy theory. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton can be directly tied to the arming and funding of ISIS. And John McCain, he's proud of it. Muslim Brotherhood princess used Clinton email server. Yeah, that's Huma Abedin, I guess. But basically the story here is that even the Muslim Brotherhood had access to Hillary Clinton's emails. So Pakistan had access via the Awans. The Muslim Brotherhood had access. Russia had access. Who didn't have access to Hillary Clinton's emails? And why isn't she in jail? Why isn't that a big national security threat? Senator Franken demands social media censorship over Russian collusion. Jerome Corsi from Infowars.com. So there's Al Franken, a total, again, the louder they scream Russia, the louder they scream Trump, the more corrupt they are. No, the truth is Senator Franken wants social media censored because probably something nasty is going to come out against him and he doesn't want free media reporting on it. ICE agents rebel, say Trump betrayed them by retaining Obama's people. This is an interesting story. I've heard nothing but good things coming out of ICE and border control enforcement. But apparently a lot of Obama holdovers are still there and ICE is upset about that. Don't be surprised if you hear President Trump address something about that in the days coming. North Korea sentences Trump to death for insulting Kim Jong-un. In what was probably the greatest troll tweet of all time, maybe, I don't know, there's so many of them, specifically from Trump. He says, why does Kim call me old? I don't call him short and fat. Why does he call me old? And now they've sentenced Trump to death. I mean, I don't want war with anybody. But what, I mean, like, it's just nuts. North Korea. It's crazy what's going on. Libyan market sells slaves for $800 apiece. Libyan slave auctions and African genocide, what Hillary Clinton knew. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember how Hillary bragged about the regime change that she accomplished in Libya? Well, thanks to Hillary Clinton now, the slave trade has returned to Libya. So you can thank Hillary Clinton for bringing back slavery. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for bringing back slavery. Have you considered your parents' happiness? This is what they're asking gay people in China, because you need to be converted from being gay in China. That's right. The government has conversion therapy in China. But it's America that's anti-gay. It's Trump that's anti-LGBTQ. It's just nonsense. America is the most open to anything culture in the world. As long as you're not hurting people. 600th homicide in Chicago this year. A man was killed yesterday, marking Chicago's 600th homicide this year. Silence from Black Lives Matter when most of these victims are black. Silence from the Democrats on gun control because this is a gun control area. More details emerging in the California shooting in Northern California. Five people dead, including the shooter's wife that they found in the basement. Just sickening stuff, folks. Probably hopped up on big pharmaceutical SSRIs. Brain implant boosts human memory by mimicking how we learn. So soon you're going to plug a little flash drive into your head. And a final word, Roger Stone wants you to know he's going to have an update on his legal battle next week on The War Room and that it's time for people to stop attacking Donald Trump Jr. He did nothing wrong. We sign off for today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/